Zechariah chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man within him, declares. This message is very important, which is why Zechariah reminds us, really why the Holy Spirit had Zechariah remind us of how important and sovereign God is. Verse 2, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. The cup refers to what God is going to do. Namely, it refers to his punishment. When God punishes, the world is going to stagger. Verse 3. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. When people do not obey God, they hurt themselves. And God warns here that when the nations oppose Jerusalem, and in a broader sense, his people in general, they will only be hurting themselves. In the end, on that day, verse 4, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness, declares the Lord. I will keep a watchful eye over the house of Judah, but I will blind all the horses of the nations. Those who do not obey God will be struck with a form of madness, which will be part of the punishment for their sin. Verse 5. Then the leaders of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong because the Lord Almighty is their God. When God Almighty is your God, you will be strong. Sometimes strong physically, but also strong spiritually. In other words, there will be courage to do what is right. Verse 6, on that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume right and left, all the surrounding peoples, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. Judah was the country round the city of Jerusalem. Verse 7, the Lord will save the dwellings of Judah first, so that the honor of the house of David and of Jerusalem's inhabitants may not be greater than that of Judah. God fights for his people and God saves his people. Therefore, all honor and glory should always go to God. Verse 8, on that day, the Lord will shield those who live in Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. God says that he will save his people by giving them the grace to be strong. And it is God's enabling grace that makes us be what we should be and what he wants us to be. Verse 9. On that day I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem. God did not promise that his people wouldn't have any conflict, but he does promise that they will emerge from their conflict with more strength and more power than ever. And it has been true throughout the church age. That has been exactly the way it has been. Persecution has always made the church, God's people, stronger. Verse 10, and I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one who grieves for a firstborn son. Many Jews who heard the apostles preach that Jesus had risen from the dead realized the terrible thing that they had done. They mourned over their sin, and they received Christ as Lord and Savior. Many Jews have done that, and many will yet do it. Verse 11. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be great, like the weeping of Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. God is saying, when the Jews as a whole understand what they did to me, their God, and their Messiah, they're going to feel horrible. That day is yet to come. Verse 12. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, Jews from everywhere, will one day wake up to what they did to their king, to the Son of God, and there's going to be much sorrow over it. Verse 13, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives. So we see from this that the repentance and sorrow will be led by the leaders in Israel. There will be a great national repentance and turning to Jesus Christ among the Jews before Jesus returns. And I think the Apostle Paul talks about that also in the book of Romans. Well, next time, chapter 13, we're winding down the book here of Zechariah. Only a couple of more chapters left, a few more chapters, and we are done. So, until next time, Mike Moret, for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.